Mildred blinked at the darkness of the room. Mr. Wiggin turned around, his back pressed against the door, and raised a finger to his lips.
"Miss Percy,"
he said, his voice a rough whisper,
"something extraordinary has occurred."
There was a bundle of blankets on the floor, like a nest. In the centre of the nest, with a crack running down one side, was a rock?
"Is it an egg?"
he finished for her, his voice still low. "It began twitching last night while I worked at my desk."
"It's rather large for an egg."
"Miss Percy!"
Mr. Wiggin suddenly cried out as the egg jolted in the middle of its wrappings, the dark shadow of some creature shifting within, and then the egg burst apart, spattering them with flecks of shell and some wicked sticky substance. Mr. Wiggin's mouth moved, but without anything audible coming out.
"It's not a bird. It's some kind of bat."
"I wonder if he will let me—" "Ah!" The creature twisted its neck around and snapped, one wing stretching taut, as if it wanted to leap from its nest and fly at his head. Mildred bit back a sound that might have been the beginning of a laugh, or the first syllable of a swear.
"No, I do not believe he will let you,"
she finally managed, with a quaver in her voice.
"It's probably hungry, poor thing. What do you think it eats?"
"Fingers, I would wager." Mr. Wiggin glared at the hatchling as if the thing were salivating at the thought of fitting its tiny jaws around one of his knuckles.
"I'll fetch the gamekeeper," Mildred said.
"Wait, no!"
"It's a secret."
Those three words pushed out on a rush of breath without sound. Mildred swallowed.
"It's a secret?" she repeated. "Whatever for?"
Mr. Wiggin looked around the room, the span of his arms taking in the hatchling, the mess of its shell, the curtains, the fire, the entirety of the universe with that sweep of his upper body.
"Miss Percy,"
he said, his voice returning to normal volume after all of these rasping whispers.
"Surely you see the gravity of this situation. We've just witnessed the birth of a—"
he pointed at the creature, whose screeches were climbing to a feverish pitch.
"It has wings. It is a dark thing with wings and a tail."
It took a moment for his implications to dawn on her. When they did, she wasn't sure if she needed a laugh or if he needed a slap.
"Are you labouring under the belief you've just hatched out a dragon on your drawing room floor?"